And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday, the 3rd of May, 2013. It's the birthday of the man who wrote, "A prince never lacks legitimate reasons to break his promise." Niccolo Machiavelli, born in Florence, 1469. At a time when Italy was not a unified country, it was a collection of city-states, a time of instability, Machiavelli lost his job when the city government of Florence was overthrown by the Medici family, and he wrote his book, The Prince, in 1513 as an instruction manual on obtaining and holding on to power, in hopes that he could impress the Medicis and get a job with them. He wrote that morality was irrelevant when it came to running a state, that rulers should be willing to do evil when necessary to hold on to power and maintain security. It's the birthday of the photographer and social reformer Jacob Riis, born in Ribe, Denmark, 1849, whose flash photographs of living conditions in the slums of New York helped bring about housing reforms. It's the birthday of the Israeli poet and novelist Yehuda Amichai, born Ludwig Pfeffer in Würzburg, Germany, 1924. Moved to Palestine, became an Israeli citizen, and was one of the first poets to write in colloquial Hebrew. Here's a poem for today by Faith Sheeran, entitled Smoke. It was everywhere in my childhood, in restaurants, on buses or planes. The teacher's lounge looked like London under fog. My grandmother never stopped smoking, and walking in her house was like diving in a dark pond. Adults were dimly lit. They carried matches in their pockets as if they might need fire to see. Cigarette machines inhaled quarters and exhaled rectangles. Women had their own brands, long and thin. One was named Eve, and it was meant to be smoked in a garden thick with summer flowers. I'm speaking of Moods, an old country store where my grandfather met friends and everyone spoke behind a veil of smoke. My Uncle Bill preferred fragrant cigars. I can still smell his postal jacket. He had time to tell stories because he took breaks and there was something to do with his hands. My mother's bridge club gathered around tables with ashtrays and secrets which are best revealed beside fire. Even the fireplaces are gone, inefficient and messy. We are healthier now and safer. We have exercise and tests for breast or colon cancer. We have helmets and car seats and smokeless coffee shops where coffee has grown frothy and complex. The old movies are so full of smoke that actors are hard to see, and they're often wrapped in smoking jackets, bent over a piano or Kiss. I miss the places smoke created. I like the way people sat down for rest or pleasure and spoke to other people, not phones, and the tiny fire, which is crimson and primitive and warm. How long ago, when humans found this spark of warmth and made their first circle? What about smoke as words or the pipes of peace? In grade school, we learned how it rises and how it can kill. We were taught to shove towels under our closed doors, to stop, drop, and roll. We had a plan to meet our family in the yard, the house behind us alive with all we cannot put out. A poem entitled Smoke by Faith Sheeran from The Empty House, published by Word Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, offering poetry podcasts to listen to and thousands of poems to read at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Mosaic Foundation of Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the literary arts and the universe of great ideas. Produced by Joy Biles, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.